Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ethan Lane of the D.C. office of the NCBA. Back with Ethan in just a moment. Express Ranches wants to invite you to the big event. The big event is the annual production sale of Express Ranches, the nation's largest seed stock operation. It'll be happening Friday and Saturday, August 20th and 21st at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 600 head will sell starting 1 o'clock Friday afternoon, August 20th, and then 11 a.m. on Saturday, August 21st. The big event sale continues. For details, go to expressranches.com. That's expressranches.com.
Now your class speaker, sharpen herbicide.
Wow, thanks everyone. What a ride it's been. Dominant performance in desiccation and weed management. Rapid dry down and defoliation while reducing regrowth. Years of efficiency. And whatever our future fields hold, we'll always deliver that same premium harvest aid.
Sharpen Herbicide, everyone. Your top harvest aid performer in any field. Always read and follow label directions.
Talking to you today with Ethan Lane. Of course, he heads the D.C. office for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Busy time for you, Ethan, at this annual meeting. And top of mind, though, for a lot of the members that you say, if they've come to Tennessee, they're worried now about what's being talked in our nation's capital and by the majority party, especially regarding taxes.
All eyes are on this infrastructure package, Ron, in Washington that the Senate has processed over the last few weeks. And now this larger $3.5 trillion package that Nancy Pelosi is saying is the must-pass legislation to get any of this real infrastructure spending done. I can't tell you how many conversations I've had walking through the halls here in Nashville this week with producers that have grabbed me as I'm walking down the hall and say, are we going to be able to save our farms and ranches from a big tax hit here in the next couple years? There are parents here with their kids. There are multi-generational ranches that all come together to this convention and talk about the future of their operations. And they are all really, really worried about this. We've seen a major, major emphasis on this issue set over the last few days.
Variety of transfer taxes of one sort or another are in the mix.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's a really good way to describe it, because that's kind of what we're talking about, right, is a transfer tax. When you pass it on to the next generation, are you going to have the benefit of that stepped-up basis that's been so pivotal for producers? Are you going to have the benefit of that higher exemption level for estate tax? Or are we going to see it roll back to 5 million or even the Bernie Sanders number, right, of 3.9 million or lower than that? I mean, that's been sort of some of the pay-fors that have been discussed. Are we going to still be able to use 1031 exchanges as a tool to manage value of our estates, right, and make sure that we can peel off pieces and trade them and make like-kind exchanges that are beneficial for our businesses? It's really, really important that we communicate that, although the word in Washington with Democrats right now is if it's wealthy, tax it, we're hearing from the administration, from some folks on Capitol Hill, that they want to try to make some moves to exempt cattle producers and agriculture from taking the direct hits on these provisions. But the numbers that they're talking about as far as exemption levels are well below where they need to be to truly be helpful to solve this problem. You know, $1 million per individual plus $500,000 for the value of your house. When you're in an environment where cities are rapidly expanding, that has a massive impact on the value of those surrounding agricultural acres. $3,000 an acre is not a good number anymore. We all know that, right? No matter where you are in the country, 10, 12, higher. That's the range we're talking about now, and that escalating value has a massive tax implication for producers around the country. So this is a fight we're going to really have to stay with. 40% of our operations are going to transition in the next 15 years. That means it's game time right now to make sure that we stop this from being a really detrimental pay for this giant spending package.
You know, when you look at all the numbers that are out there, clearly they're going to need money no matter what. So if we're even able to thwart them here, where do they go then?
Well, that's a great question. There's a slide that's been making its way around that has kind of all of the menu of pay-fors, right? Oh, here's all the different things we could do, you know. Here's all the different businesses and things that we could upset and tax more to pay for these different spending programs. And it's really kind of an interesting blueprint to look at if you're looking at the D.C. side of the conversation. It's going to be kind of a little bit of a bargaining deal, really talking through, okay, what are your real priorities? Because there are some moderate Democrats now that are shaking their head and telling Nancy Pelosi that they are not going to support this all-encompassing package. That does create opportunity to talk through some of these priorities and see what's really, really essential and what's maybe a little bit pie in the sky, you know, want to throw a bone to the progressives, some of these kind of wish list items that we know are pretty far out there and lose support pretty quickly as you get out of the urban areas and into more of the suburbs and you know, into the rural areas. That's going to be the interesting conversation over the next couple of weeks. Nancy Pelosi's calling Congress back August 23rd. They're going to come back to town and start fighting over this. And we're going to see if those moderates are really going to be willing to stand up, throw their shoulders back, and tell Speaker Pelosi, no, this goes too far. We're not going to support this. Because if they do that, if they lose three in the House, this conversation's on ice. So she has a big job ahead of her to try to keep those moderates happy. And if they get hitched to a program that's too big, if they spend $3.5 trillion and there's a lot of tax increases in there for rural America, those moderate Democrats that are desperately clinging to their seats will lose their seats if they're tied to that package. That's a guarantee. And that will absolutely make Nancy Pelosi's nightmare come true that she loses control of the House of Representatives at the midterm elections.
NCBA's Ethan Lane. By the way, our coverage from Nashville powered by Farm Data Services of Stillwater. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The 2021 Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Ranch Rodeo set for August 20th and 21st at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie. 12 ranches, 5 events, 1 goal. Cowboys helping kids as proceeds support Children's Hospital Foundation. Once again, the presenting sponsor of the 37th Ranch Rodeo, your Oklahoma Ford dealers. Learn more at OklahomaCattlemen.org. Order ranch rodeo tickets at LazyE.com or call 800-595-RIDE, 800-595-RIDE. The OCA Ranch Rodeo, August 20th and 21st.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.